Fotografia europea 2023. Europe Matters. Visioni di un'identità inquieta.
Salve, sono Laura Gasparini.
Hello, my name is Laura Gasparini and I am the curator of the Alberto Franchetti La Fotografia exhibition. The exhibition is based on the recent donation by the Franchetti heirs, the Ponzi family, Elena Franchetti's children, which was made a few years ago, while last year, in 2022, it was donated to the Alberto Franchetti Reggiana Association, which in turn deposited it at the Panizzi Library. It's an interesting donation because it consists of 74 color stereoscopes housed in wooden column viewers with two albums containing black and white photographs and a dozen other photographs and loose documents. This fund has made it possible to highlight Alberto Franchetti's interest, one of his many truly modernist interests, in photography, viewed as an all-round language of modernity by the musician and composer, who reached the peak of his notoriety around the 1920s. I invite you, of course, to explore his interesting gaze, the framing and the play of light that testifies not only to his focus, but also to his sensitivity to the world around him, one made up of intimate moments of poignant landscapes. His documentation of a number of journeys undertaken by car is also of interest, as he was the first to obtain a driving license in Italy and was among the founders of the Italian Automobile Club. The photographs taken in Tuscany are reminiscent of landscape painting. The visual references here are clear, with particular attention to the paintings of the Macchiaioli. Then there are numerous portraits of his young wife Clara Marini and his friend Giulio Piccini, also known as Jarro, a writer, journalist, but above all a master of the culinary arts, which are also interesting. Franchetti produced various images that later went on to be featured on the covers of several issues of the then famous periodical, the Almanacco Gastronomico, founded and edited by Jarro himself. His acquaintance with Gabriele D'Annunzio, whose pastoral tragedy, The Daughter of Iorio, was first performed at La Scala Theatre in 1906. And allowed him to come into contact with the artistic world of the day, in particular with Adolfo De Carolis, who illustrated the score in woodcuts. And as is well known, De Carolis himself was a keen photographer. Also well known was Franchetti's acquaintance with Mario Nunes Weiss, whose own photographs from November 1906 show Franchetti and D'Annunzio in front of the piano in Franchetti's villa in Florence, located just a short distance from the poet's own residence, the Caponcina. Automobiles, speed and photography, Franchetti, in fact, used to say of himself that he loved to compose his music at 90 kilometers per hour, were all tools the composer used to broaden his perception, to explore other new musical languages, far removed from any academic or fashionable schemes. Lontane dagli schemi accademici o di moda.